Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are back to bring you some edification. And Sister Amen, what a day we had.
Oh, it was a busy, packed, wonderful day to serve the Lord.
It started about 5 a.m. when we got up. We had to be at this preach we were doing. We preached again at something called the Stronger Men's Conference. It's a wicked, worldly, carnal, so-called man's conference where they put on all kinds of vile entertainment. This year, they had a championship boxing match.
And what happens in the boxing matches?
They beat on each other and pummel each other.
Yeah,
and they call it in the name of Christ. It's wickedness.
Yeah.
And so we went to this conference. We preached it last year. We went again today. And we have our preach up. There's two sections. There's a part one. There's a part two. Sister Amen's got it linked on the edification page. And it was awesome, though. And here's why. We got to preach to thousands of men and some young, a lot of young teenage boys were there. We got to talk to seekers. We'll talk about that at the end. A bonus, after we preached in the morning, hundreds and hundreds of college students walked by. They were doing some sorority thing.
I don't know. They were like coming in groups. They would come
like 100 at a time.
Like 100 of them streaming right next to us, and Brother Tupos was preaching, and then there would be a break, and a bunch of the other men were coming out. Then there would be a whole bunch more coming. It was incredible.
So I got to preach to, we call that a twofer. I got to preach to the college students and give them the gospel and warn them about the college life that's going to damn their soul. Then we were focused on preaching to the Stronger Man's Conference. And so it was awesome. I guess like, I don't know, 7, 8, 10,000 people attend this event. And we're right at the main gate, and the usual stuff. Their security guards tried to stop me, and they're waving signs in front of my face, and they're trying to block me on the public sidewalk. But what happened, Sister Amen? I just kept preaching.
Kept going, and the word went out.
Eventually, when they see I won't stop, they give up, and I withstand them, and I get to keep preaching. And so it's a wicked, wicked event. They had on boxing. Last year, they did bull riding. They have all kinds of carnal events, and there's controversy this year. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe you could explain for people who might not understand what would be their point of having this conference.
I don't know what their point is. They call it a Stronger Man's Conference. They have a bunch of carnal music. They bring in worldly evangelical speakers. They sell tickets for $180 a piece, so I think they're making money. That's one point. They're supposedly encouraging men to be strong in the faith, but it's a bunch of men that lift weights and they think they're something physically.
Yeah, it's like a
testosterone fest. And I talk to many men and they're like, I lift weights because I'm a strong man. And I'm like, that doesn't make you a strong man of God. And I told them, you're weak. You're feminized. They got men there teaching that promote lady pastors and feminization. We saw their women. Their women are totally into harlotry and feminization. And so they put all kinds of carnal events. Last year they had a tank crushing cars.
Yeah, we saw that coming out.
They had bull riding.
Yeah.
Fleshly carnal things that you don't please God in. This year, controversy. They had a speaker there by the name of Mark Driscoll. He's an unbiblical man, but he was there. And one of the seekers that came out to talk to me, and I got to talk to him. He actually emailed me. Mm-hmm. He lives in another town. He wants to meet up when I get to that town when we head north. So that's awesome. He's thinking about coming out of Churchianity. He said, you know what happened in there? I said, no, what? He said, Mark Driscoll rebuked John Lindell, who is the leader of this group, this Stronger Man Conference. Ready for this, saints? Seekers, if you're listening, they had a guy who was biblically naked, no shirt on, and leotards, swallowing a sword, climbing a pole while fire is blasting up. It's a very demonic event. And this man, Mark Driscoll, in front of thousands of men, rebuked the leader, John Lindell, and said, this is wicked. He called it the spirit of Jezebel, an astropole, he called it. He rebuked him. And John Lindell got on stage and told him to get off the stage, and the men are all booing and yelling, and we think a lot of people left early because of it.
Yeah, because we were at the one last year, and hardly anybody was out until, I think they let out at 2 and they all busted out. This time, a lot of them were leaving hour and a half.
Yeah, they were disgruntled because John Lindell told them to get off the stage. And so even this unbiblical man, Mark Driscoll, saw like the wickedness of this event. And this is what they call Christianity. And it's not Christianity. And so we go there to preach against it. At the end, two men, one man that saw us last year, came and listened, and he ended up bringing his wife, and we ended up going out for coffee. How long did we talk, Sestraman?
I think it was almost 4 hours.
We talked almost 4 hours because they're thinking about coming out of churchianity. They want to follow Christ biblically. So we got to talk to them for 4 hours. It was awesome. And then this other man emailed me, and he said, when you get to my town, let me know. I want to meet up with you.
Yeah.
So it was fruitful.
Yeah, and there was, I want to say this because I think, I don't know, it was pretty awesome. In the beginning, there was two men off on the sidewalk, and they were smoking. And yeah, the Christians are out, so-called Christians are out there smoking and all kinds of things.
Smoking and cussing. And
yeah, so they were standing there smoking, and Brother Tupos went over there, and he's like, has anybody tried to call you out of your sin? And he was, like, entreating them, and they were, you know, there's some people when they're smoking. I used to be a smoker before I was in Christ. And they'll blow it at you if they want to, like, make their point. These guys were, like, blowing it out of the way. And
very
they were
respectful.
Feeling really convicted. Yeah. And by the time Brother Tupos was done loving on them, trying to help them, and he was being very kind and gentle with them, they were, especially one of them, was, like, super convicted.
He was
convicted.
Like, yeah, I know. I should come out of my sin.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely
and
tell.
And this conference doesn't call people out of their sin. In fact, the security guards were laughing at me, telling these men, you're okay. You can keep doing your sin.
Of course they don't call them out of their sin, because they're telling them to come in and watch half-naked men beat on each other.
And sinful things,
yeah.
And this one seeker man that came to talk to me, I said, they had boxing, didn't they? He goes, they did. I said, what'd you think of that? He goes, it's shameful. He goes, I thought about that while he was there watching it.
Yeah, he was.
He goes, it's carnal, it's shameful. And he said, it's not of God.
No.
And so this is why we stand against this. And many of these churches support these things. And so it was awesome that we got to stand to be salt, to be light.
So
and our testing,
truth.
We have the testings up. Those will go out there and edify people that see it. And I thought it was interesting, this man who watched us last year, and then came up and talked to us. Now he saw us this year. What did he tell us, Sister Amon? He said, I've been watching your website all year.
Yeah.
And he said, I see what you're doing. I'm convicted about sin. And so this is why we do what we do.
Yeah, and his wife too.
Yeah, for the glory of God. Yeah, oh yeah, his wife had good fruit too as well.
I want to just say a little bit of something. You know, for the most part, I'm just going to say this. A lot of people look at women as strutting around in their pride and vanity, and they do.
They
I would say the majority of it is, but in this dark culture, I'm seeing, well, we are, seeing men are almost matching the percentage of women. What I saw today, and I saw it last year, whatever, is...
Yeah.
You could just smell the...
There was a bunch of men walking by with skin-tight shirts. They're lifting weights. They got muscles. They're covered in tattoos. They got big, giant diamond earrings in.
Oh, yeah.
Their hair's all slickered back. I think some of them had makeup on. Men dressing up like peacocks, going in and claiming to be lowering and humble themselves before Jesus. It makes no sense.
And they're supposed to be the examples.
Yeah. And it's not just about the outside showing either. They don't preach the gospel there. They're teaching feminism. They're teaching pagan holidays. They're teaching worldliness.
Yeah.
They're not teaching the true faith. And that's what we go to represent. Because if your heart's changed by the gospel, you want holiness and obedience. Their hearts aren't changed. They want entertainment. And this man's wife hit it. She said, the more you entertain people, the more entertainment you have to keep giving them. So if they want to keep these men coming back every year, they got to have better entertainment.
Well, what they come for is what you got to keep them with.
So it was awesome. You can check out those posts and see that controversy with that wicked sword swallower. You can see the preaching that went on. I read God's word. You can listen to the seekers. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I love that. Brother Tupos did a lot of reading of God's word. I was really quiet the whole time pretty much because it was all men.
Yeah.
And even when the college but they're young adults. As they were like rushing by.
Yeah.
And so it was awesome to hear the word of God being proclaimed to who knows if maybe there was an ear or two that heard. So yeah, it was pretty awesome between the thousands. They say, I think between 10,000 and 11,000 can fill that arena.
Yeah.
Which
and it looked pretty packed.
It was pretty packed. And then all those college
couple
youth
thousand
going
college
back,
students yep, going by,
young men, young women running by. Yeah, they're college.
Yep.
They don't get it.
Yep.
But they had the opportunity to hear the gospel, and yeah. who knows where a seed might have fallen.
Yeah, what seeds are planted. So
all those people.
So yeah, I was thankful. It was a long day. We got to preach. We got to talk to seekers. We got to correct, instruct, encourage, rebuke. Everything that the Bible calls us to do, we got to do today.
Right, so we got to do all that. Then we got to sit for 4 hours and talk to
some seekers.
And then we got for several hours putting up tons and tons yep. of videos and audios.
Yep, we got the post and the audios up. So yep. last thoughts, Sister Amin, what's your thoughts about this event? As you were a pretty much an observer today because it was a men's event. You pretty much yes. observed and videoed for me. So what's your observation?
Yeah, it's pretty sad that, you know, if you look in the biblical days, even if they were being rebellious against God, the men were probably men.
Yeah.
Maybe, obviously we know they weren't necessarily treating women like they should be.
Yeah.
But today, what you see for men, for the most part, the ones claiming Christ, they're very feminized.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that a lot. They're not strong in God's word. They're strong in maybe their physical attributes.
Yeah, ready? Good point. These are the kind of men that say, I can beat you up. And they think that makes them a godly man, but not one man yeah. brought the word of God. Not one man could refute me with scriptures. Not one man's fighting for holiness, righteousness, character, truth, and justice.
Right. And you know what I thought? What made me really, I thought it was really sad. These men are supposed to be the spiritual leaders and the leaders and the providers
yep.
and the examples and stuff. Here's me, an old woman who probably knows more about the scriptures than most of them.
Yep.
That was really sad.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the security guards tried to stop me and get in my way, and I said, can you guys bring the Bible to correct me on anything? They can't. The men are coming by going, don't judge. That's all we heard. Don't judge. Don't judge.
Yep.
They're judging us, telling us not to judge when the Bible tells us to judge. So, yeah, it's really sad because the American Christians are being sold a false bill of goods. Being manly is not lifting weights, a godly man. Being a godly man is not, I can beat you up. My pastor can beat up your pastor. A godly man is someone who's sound in the word of God, striving for holiness, keeping God's order, who stands against feminism, who stands against sin, who stands against worldliness, who guides his children and his family and his wife into holiness. That's a true godly man.
Right, and we were talking with that couple how Jesus was not anybody to be noticed or looked at.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact words. I'd
yeah, he said he wasn't. There was nothing comely about him.
Yeah, you might not even notice him,
yep.
but yet all these men
yep.
claiming Christ, making themselves look like
yeah
something.
It's pride and it's vanity. You got a scripture verse, don't you?
I do. This is a really simple one. This I thought about this today. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
Yeah, we saw a lot of puffed up flesh today.
In many different ways.
But when you bring the word of God, what they do is they turn away and they slink away. Because they know they can't refute me in the word of God. Because I've got the truth, I've got the Hebrews 4:12 sword, and they have nothing against it.
No. But
yeah.
maybe some seeds went
Amen.
Out.
Amen. Tons
well,
of seeds went out.
We know there was some conviction.
Oh, yeah. There was conviction, and there were seekers. A lot of people just listening. People taking videos. They're going to spread that all around the internet. People are going to see and hear the preaching, and they're going to go, huh, I got to look into this and see what God's word would have them do
right.
in their lives. So I wanted to share this section of scripture to round this out. Matthew 7:14-23. This just echoes to me. Because straight is the gate, Jesus said, and narrow is the way which leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Beware, false prophets which come to you are in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly are ravenous wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. But every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that say to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we in thy name, and in thy name have we not cast out devils, and in thy name have we done many wonderful works? And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. Jesus tells us these are false converts that never were born of him. He tells them why he sends them away. They live in and they practice sin. That's our cry to these people. If you're living in sin and worldliness and false doctrine, you're not born of Christ. You must repent and come to Christ, be cleansed, and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness.
Right.
Anything else, Sister Roman?
It was quite a day. A lot to ponder probably over the next
couple
days.
Yeah, we always take days and days and think about more that happened and more things come out, and the Spirit shows you things. We find scriptures to tie to it. It's like it's like an experience, and when you're right there, it's like a big meal. You can't eat it all at once. You eventually take slow bites of it and you digest it and go, ah, yeah. And then it starts to come to like full knowledge, full discernment of yourself.
Yeah, we learn a lot.
Yeah.
We see the depths of some scriptures, like Brother Tupos is talking about, maybe things within us, you know, that it brings to mind. Yeah. And
I had two things I wanted to praise God for. Well, three things. One, for my wife that's there as my helper. She did an awesome job today. Two, our young brother Akuo is up in Wisconsin, and he was out flying gospel signs, street preaching, handing out gospel cards on his own up there as he's working up there. So that was awesome. Another laborer worker out there.
Yeah, we'll have some of his.
Yep.
I think he has videos and audios.
Yep, we got videos and audios of that to come. He added a couple of things to the Ecclesia page.
Uh-huh.
And so you can go read that. So I want to praise God for that. He's a faithful worker there. And we're looking forward, if the Lord wills, to getting up there and meeting up with him again and going and doing ministry together.
Yeah.
And then the third thing I want to rejoice in the Lord for is today, when those security guards opposed me, were blocking my path on a public sidewalk. They have no legal right to do this. And they're shoving signs in front of my face. In my flesh, I told Sister Amen, I felt like I was like flaring up. And I like it when she gives me video or audio. I take audio of what I'm doing, because then I can listen to my words and I can see how I handle myself. And I want to praise God, because for a little while, my flesh was like agitated, righteously angry about these men trying to stop the gospel. But I think, go listen to it, I preached, I showed love, I showed care, I was firm, I was bold, but I didn't get carried away in my flesh. I think the worst thing I said to one of them is said, why do you keep bumping into me? Can you please move over? They're walking so close to me, bumping into me, trying to intimidate me.
They were crowding all around.
They were crowding around.
They were almost pushing me up against
Which can get me in my flesh, but you know what? Praise God. I think he allowed me to overcome and walk in the Spirit. Did I do it, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know Brother Tupos. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't even tell.
That's awesome. The Holy Spirit really helped me then.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't happy with what they were doing. And I said, I'm just going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep telling the truth. I'm going to be showing love. And eventually, like the Bible says, resist Satan and he'll flee. We resisted these men. In fact, one of these big, huge men stepped right in front of me. And I said, sir, I said, don't block the sidewalk. I said, you're blocking the sidewalk. This is not appropriate. And he stepped right out of the way. He never stepped in front of me again.
He's a big guy. And
he was like, 6'6", 350-pound guy. And I'm like, please, sir, get out of the way. You're blocking the public sidewalk. And so withstand, resist, and God makes a way.
Oh, he does.
And so I'm thankful for all of those things. And check out those audios. Check out the videos. Check out the links. Check out the Ecclesia page. And tomorrow, I think we'll be standing out at a church.
Let's see if we get the day.
Shining the light of Christ.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, we love y'all. Check out all the resources. Seek after the kingdom of God and test yourself. We were asking these people to test themselves. What one thing may you lack to enter into the kingdom of God? You better get rid of it, lest the judgment day comes, your death or his return.
Yeah, amen.
All right, we love y'all. Strive for the kingdom.
May God be praised.